We're joined by Hanady Alhashmi, who is pretty amazing. I'm already impressed with her already. She's the first Emirati woman to consecutively complete the Aconcagua Polish Glacier Traverse route and summit the mountain as well in western Argentina. And since then, she's gone on to do a lot more. Hanady, welcome along to the show. It's a pleasure to see you, and thanks for coming along.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, where did this passion for climbing first come from? How did it all get started for you?
Well, it really started in the UAE. I started locally. I wanted to explore the UAE in a different angle. So I started going to the desert, and from there I wanted to also explore the mountains. I've also been to Oman as well. So hiking there, it started from a simple village trekking, really. And I wanted to explore more. So an hour into a village, walking into a village later on, you know, led me to, you know, go even further and walk further for 10 to 13 hours now. And, you know, Jabal Shams takes about 11 hours in and out, basically. So that's how I think I just wanted to challenge myself further.
Have you always had that spirit inside you, even when you were a little girl? You just wanted to kind of climb or explore or have adventures?
Definitely explore and have adventures. I wasn't really into climbing. And I was very much into sports since I was a kid. Basketball, rollerblading, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about your experience climbing this Mount Aconcagua. Is that how you say it?
Yes, yeah. That's correct, yeah.
So this is in western Argentina. Yes. Just tell us about the experience and why you chose to climb that mountain.
Well, it was next in my list of the seven summits. So I've done Kilimanjaro and Elbrus, and it seemed logical to go for Aconcagua. And we started from the Aconcagua National Park entrance, walked about 100 kilometers in total, all the way to base camp, and including base camp, we had camp 1, 2, and 3, and then the summit, we had perfect weather throughout, and that was the issue before heading to Aconcagua. That was the issue, was the weather. We were always afraid that maybe we won't have a great weather day. And alhamdulillah, we had a perfect weather day, summited. We were a group of 12. Seven of us were able to summit. We were lucky enough to summit, and we came back down. Yeah.
And I've got to ask you, because you've now completed 3 of the 7 summits.
Yes.
So obviously Mount Kilimanjaro has been done, Mount Elbrus has been done too. But we were having this conversation off air about the fact, okay, you've done Mount Kilimanjaro, and there's this traditional view that it's almost the easy one, the one that, you know, a lot of us out there think, hey, I can do it. But it really depends on the climate, and it depends on you and your personality.
Yes, definitely. I would think the mental state is also very important, mental fitness, and not just the physical fitness. But if you really want to enjoy Kilimanjaro, you need to be somewhat fit just to enjoy it. You know, it's doable. You could reach the summit, but you really want to enjoy it. You don't want to be in pain. You know, you don't want to wake up every day in pain and painkillers because you're just not fit.
And what will give you that pain? Is it the altitude?
In terms of physical fitness, if you're not fit, you're just going to be having muscle soreness.
Okay.
You know, that's other than the altitude sickness.
So you're going to be out of your depth, really, aren't you, if you try that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So out of the 3 of the 7 that you've climbed already, which one did you find the most difficult and why?
I would say probably Aconcagua, and that was for different reasons. I would say it's twice as hard as Kilimanjaro for me, but there were different aspects. It was new. It was a new altitude for me, so over 6,000 meters, plus the fact that there were other members of the team that were getting sick. So to see that your team members are getting sick with altitude sickness is hard. So from mild all the way to severe. So that was a new challenge for me, a new way of seeing things. Yeah.
Now, your actual real job, you're a marketing specialist.
Yes.
For a company called Aldar. How supportive has your company been for you going off on these adventures and treks?
They were extremely supportive. I remember I went up to my team and I told them, you know what, I'm a climber, I'm a mountain hiker, and there's this big mountain I want to climb, and could you give me some time off, you know?
Right.
And so they were extremely supportive. I did it very professionally. I did a presentation, proper sponsorship proposal, and I got some leave above the annual leave, so it was great way to sponsor me and support me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been following your progress for a while, so it's great to have you finally here in the studio. But what advice would you give anyone who's out there, they're listening to the show, they're thinking, okay, you know, maybe I would start like you did locally mm-hmm. here in the United Arab Emirates and then, you know, spread my wings and see where I go. So what kind of advice would you give those people?
Definitely start locally. Research who are you going with? So the companies you're going with, the guides you're going with, it's very important to look at safety and also be self-reliant even. You know, if you need gadgets, if you need a GPS, research more about what you should bring in terms of water, snacks, gadgets, like I said. So, and interact. I think get out there, talk to people in social media, through social media channels, find other fellow hikers or adventurers, get some ideas from them and tips.
I mean, in some of these mountains that you've summited, I mean, have you ever faced any danger? You know, have you been in a situation where you thought, oh, how am I going to get out of this?
I personally haven't had experienced, didn't experience harsh ones, harsh challenges, but like I said, in Aconcagua, it was hard for me to see other people getting sick with altitude sickness. And you get in there, and you're not a guide. I'm just a client, but you also get in because you care about your friends, you care about the team members, and you want to just make sure that they're all right. So there's that term of that type of responsibility for others, which is very important. So that was a challenge for me.
Are you able to cope with altitude sickness? Okay.
Luckily, till now, I haven't experienced anything bad. You know, the worst thing I've ever had was probably appetite loss or nausea, which lasted for a few hours, then did nothing else.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's next? I believe maybe a trip to North America is in the works.
Definitely North America. I mean, it's time now in the summer to go for North America. But I think people think about the seven summits, but also between the seven summits, I am looking at, I do go explore other mountains. I do, you know, mountains in the UK and in France and Italy. And I also like to focus on mountaineering courses as well and mountain guiding. So it's not just seven summits. So.
What about Denali? Because I think that's kind of very much in your future.
Yes, definitely. In the summer, definitely.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about Denali? Because I've pulled up some pictures in front of me, and it's a beast. It's a giant mountain. It's the tallest in North America.
Yes.
Does that frighten you at all, or are you just thinking, I've dealt with three already. You're just another one on my list. I'm not scared of you.
You know, when I was walking, we were in the summit of Aconcagua, and that's when I realized I wanted to do Denali. There was one team member. She has done Denali. She's done Vincent. And while we're heading to the summit, she said, "This is harder than the summit day of Denali." And I heard that, and I'm like, "Yep, I'm doing Denali."
I mean, what's the feeling when you're at the bottom of the mountain, looking up at it? You know, I mean, how do you, what goes through your mind?
It looks so big. It looks so far away, and I'm just like, I can't believe we're gonna head up to that mountain and try to summit it. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
What about your family? Are they very supportive of you know, your outdoor adventures?
Very supportive, but you know how parents are. They always want to make sure that you're safe and make sure you know nothing goes wrong. So I always try to assure them that the company I went with last time to Aconcagua had daily dispatches. So I couldn't connect to Wi-Fi, or I didn't have a satellite phone, but my parents were able to see what I was doing every day through the dispatches.
And do you always travel alone? Or do you have a tour, or, you know, maybe a company here in the UAE that you travel with?
It's a mix. Sometimes I go with a company from here. So sometimes I already know the people that I'm going with. And sometimes I would just go on it myself. If I can't find friends or a group of people who are interested in what I want to do, then I just find a company elsewhere internationally and go.
I mean, I've got to ask you, is there like a club out there, like a Seven Summits club that you belong to, or you know people, you see them along the way and they're like, oh, I'm doing the Seven Summits as well?
You always meet people on all these trips. You know, they always have stories, what they've done, what they're doing. Some people have attempted Aconcagua six times and failed, and they're still doing it again. It's interesting. The amount of people you can meet.
And I mean, have you ever done a mountain and failed? Tried to get up a mountain and failed?
Not yet.
It sounds like luck's always shining. You know, I'd like to be in your party because you're guaranteed to summit.
Yeah.
I believe I have luck with weather. I went to Wales for 5 days and it didn't rain.
Right.
Yes. What? How is that even possible?
I swear to God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And do you ever go on holiday and just lie on a beach with a book?
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely.
You still do that?
I have a mix.
Hannity, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. If people want to follow your, you know, your adventures and find out more about you and maybe, you know, learn something from you, how can they do that?
I'm on Instagram, so if they type my name, Hanadi Al Hashmi, Hanadi with a Y. I also have a blog, so elevation.ie.
Yeah.
Elevation as in, you know, the mountain elevation.
Yeah.
And they can find me there.
Hannity, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming along.
Thank you so much.
And we'll certainly chat to you again when you summit your next mountain.
Thank you.